Hello and welcome to C2Y Podcast, Discussions on Child and Youth Care. My name is Wolfgang Vachon. Over the next several months, I'm going to be sharing a series of interviews about working with young people in Israel, Jordan, and the Palestinian territories. This region is fraught, and speaking about it as an outsider is complex. As such, I've allowed the people I interviewed to say what they wanted to say. I did not edit out individuals' politics or positions. Like with all the interviews I do on this podcast, the realities of the people I interview are their realities. I see these conversations as part of a larger project for this podcast, to bring in voices from different regions of the world. People listen to this podcast from many different countries, and there is a huge amount we can learn from each other. A North American perspective is not the only one with value. With this in mind, I invite listeners from all regions of the world to contact me through the website c2ypodcast.org. I'd like to feature interesting programs, particular challenges, relevant research, or information related to working with children and youth and their families in diverse countries. If you are working with children and youth, if you are a young person, or if you have experiences or writings that we can learn from, please contact me. Today's interview is with Jamal Aganawi. Jamal is a Bedouin social worker who lives in the Negev region of southern Israel. Historically, the Bedouin are a semi-nomadic desert population who lived in Arabia, the Sinai, and Negev deserts. Welcome, Jamal.
Thank you.
Let me start by asking you, who are the Bedouin?
The Bedouins are people who lived here during the century for many years in the desert, and nowadays the Bedouins facing a huge transition from semi-nomadic life to modernization life, which is a huge, huge transition.
What do you mean by a semi-nomadic life?
They used to be semi-nomadic from place to another, and nowadays they can't move. And of course, the cultural movement is really limited. And of course, they are moderns. They are Bedouin who lived in villages, towns, etc., which is they are, and getting to education, and they have no movement anywhere. This is a transition from semi-nomadic to modernization. This is the way, this is the Bedouin who are living in the Negev. And we are talking about 186,000 people who lived in this area.
You say that they can't move anymore. Is that a choice of the Bedouin themselves to no longer move?
It's long story. It's long story to talk about the history of the Bedouins and how they probably, some of them, they still resist in terms they stuck to their own land, they claim their land, and they don't want to move to villages, and the other half who lives in recognized Bedouin villages where the state established for them those villages.
What's the difference between a recognized Bedouin village and an unrecognized Bedouin village?
Recognized Bedouin village where the state, the government, recognize those villages and they establish it villages for the Bedouin themselves. They provide electricity, they have water, and they have education and health. Although also, and we can't compare it in an optimal way, but there are some accessibility to those services. Unlike the unrecognized Bedouin villages where the lacking of those services, basic services, as I described it before.
Okay. And in the unrecognized Bedouin villages, they have chosen to settle there? They have been forced to settle there? How do these unrecognized...
In the unrecognized Bedouin villages, you need to know the history of the Bedouin society here, who lived here. Some of the tribe, they still claim up to now their own ownership of the land. And this is why they don't want to move to anywhere else. This is the way it is. This is the way how it is. And there is no any services for those people who live there. They need to take some other services from different villages who close by. But this is another issue, which is I'm not now talking about this issue. I'm talking about the youth, the programs, and the responsibility to take care and to develop this society, okay? As who am I?
Let's talk about the youth. Right now, 60% of all Bedouins are youth.
Under the age 18.
Under the age of 18.
Exactly.
Why is there such a high percentage of the population at such a young age?
You need to know the Bedouin culture, and you need to know also it's a very young Bedouin community or Bedouin society who lived in Israel. We are talking about, as I said before, 186,000 people who lived in this area. 60% of those population who lived, they are under the age of 18. Why it's like this? There is a high rate of birth, of course, as you know, it's cultural issues with the Bedouins society. This is one thing. The other thing is the services, the lack of services for those young Bedouins who are surrounding. They don't have chance probably to get to better education, and the employment the rate is extremely high. It's one of the highest in the Israel society.
The unemployment rate of the Bedouin youth.
Exactly. Not just with the youth, with the parents, with the families, the mothers. And this causes very much social problems.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many different social problems it causes.
It's intriguing to me and disturbing to me that many indigenous communities around the world have a similar demographic. In Canada, for example, a large percentage of the Aboriginal population is also youth. Do you have any insights into why this is happening on a global level as well?
It's a matter of culture. I can't put my fingers, when you describe it, it's like why it's high rate of birth or why there's young societies. I think the part of their culture, their beliefs on the nature and the land, without those modernization. And we need to look from their eyes how's life is, how they can see the life. Not we. It's your concern or your question about why it's really young. I wouldn't even question this. It's okay to be young. It's okay to have young society, but it's okay also to have responsibility for those kids and for those youth. Not to let them go in a danger without providing them tools, basic tools, to deal with their very difficult life.
And that's an excellent point, that a young culture in and of itself isn't necessarily problematic. What becomes problematic is when that young culture also doesn't have the resources. So you started to talk a bit about the extremely high unemployment rate of the Bedouin in general. We know across the world, youth have the lowest employment rate of any demographic, wherever it might be. What's the experience of young Bedouin people looking for work and employment?
It's a very, very difficult story to tell you. I think they are struggling to find themselves. Although, as you know from your experience, to become youth, it's a huge system, a huge change within the person themselves or herself. And imagine how come it's difficult when the surrounding become also difficult, when they lacking support to group, when they lacking support from the families, when they lacking support from the society, when they feel lost and when they get lost. Imagine how it would be difficult for them to struggle and to also to be lost. And our responsibility, and I'm talking about myself and also the people who we were together as we established the organization. It's called the New Dawn Jewish Bedouin Center in the Negev, and we're caring about the situation. We want to build with this youth, among this youth, better future for them also. We want to develop a program that can be just lost, also to have support, to search about themselves, to feel the potential that can happen to change their realities, their life, their surrounding. This is the important thing, providing them tools, providing them a great atmosphere, just for being youth, confusing, which is okay, it's legitimate. I'm not saying right or wrong, but providing them great tools to deal with the complexity of their surrounding and their life and their reality.
And what are some of the specific tools that the young people need. Education, for example. What's the situation of education for young Bedouin youth?
Extremely low. The education system in the Bedouin society, extremely low. One of also the lowest also in the Bedouin society and also in Israel as a whole. There is no after-school program, as you could imagine, in different villages or different towns in your place or other places in the world. Lack of opportunities and possibilities for them to grow. And also the rate of the drop-off from the school is mostly high. They don't feel themselves with the school system. There is something wrong, basically, with the whole structure of school of education.
And what are they not identifying with the current school structure?
It's not just, it's failed to provide them the tools that they need, the support that they may be looking for, the potential that they need to maybe encouragement, and they get lost. This is one of the big failure, and this is also the opportunity to say this is our responsibility to care, our passion to do change for this, but also to be better citizen and good citizen for not just for their societies. I wish for the whole world.
And how would you address with the new dawn the education deficits in the Bedouin community?
We put in our mission to build an alternative and intervention program in the Bedouin schools. One of the programs that we feel that we found out, they lack connections, they lack after school program, they need something outside the school system that they provided. They don't need to read to read or write or to solve a problem in the mathematic or history or other subject. They need someone to listen to their own stories, to listen to them, to lead them, to give them an opportunity for just being who you are as youth and not just to feel lost, okay? This is one, the program that we provided. The other one, we all believe in bringing both youth. I wish maybe we can do it from Canada also, making a camp, international camp, bringing all youth, because the youth is the same. They listen to the same music, they play in the same place, and they do the same everything, and they may be wearing the same thing. Probably there are some differences, but it's not that big differences. Why we can exchange those culture, building their identity, looking for themselves and internal and outsider, and outside of themselves. Why we don't giving them those possibilities? And this is one of the things that we want to do. And we do already by bringing Jewish youth with the Bedouin youth and working together towards one of the goals that they would like they to work together. Thirdly, giving them the opportunity to take rules with the, where they are in the system, in the educational, in their family. They have a lot to give. We just need to give them the space to do. And this is alternative and intervention program that we would like to have to do it.
So what I'm hearing is an alternative education that's not just about, it's about who they are and it speaks to them as individuals, as culture. Bringing other people together so that there's those exchanges. And thirdly, I heard you talk about listening to them as individuals for their own particular needs.
Not just a particular need, but also giving them the opportunity to lead, to do, to take the roles that they would like to take. Not stop them to do. They have a lot of energy, a lot of potential, and they can do it. I emphasize it 3 times. Okay? And fourthly, I would also tell you, bringing people from outside, from the other world, to their surrounding. It's a changing. They discover each one another. They have their common language to discover, the common language to connect, and they do it well to connect to each one another.
So let's talk a bit about that, because A New Dawn has done that a few times with Jewish students and Bedouin students coming together, with German students and Bedouin students coming together. What's been the impact of these different initiatives?
We all believe it change. It's come probably in a long term, and we all believe, and also I personally believe. I believe in a change, not in a very short term that you could look at the person and the Bedouin society will all of a sudden, after a couple of those meetings or after a couple of those programs, will be changed. Change will come in a long term, changing cognitive behavior, attitude, long term change. And I do believe the seeds that we provided, as by the New Dawn or by others, or the program that we are trying to include within the system, the educational system and others, those will be the seeds of the change of the Bedouin society. They will help probably that making the transition easily go, it causes a lot of social problems that as you know, it's cost a lot from us as a society. We need to reduce those cost benefits to the benefits that we want to achieve.
You talk about leadership in the Bedouin community. You're a leader in the Bedouin community. You're very, very active in the Bedouin community. You start programs. You currently do counseling at the university for Bedouin and other Arabic young people who are coming into the university, who are struggling in the university. I'd like to leave the A New Dawn for just a moment, and can you tell me a bit about some of the struggles of Arabic and Bedouin youth coming into the university?
This culture, the culture of Bedouin and Arabs, when it's come to the universities or different culture, they got also the new modern life, let's say. They got shocked in the beginning. They need someone to deal with them when they are shocking themselves. It's really hard from where they came from, the part of the society who take care of everything if they are. All of a sudden, they need to take care of themselves. And there's no process. They need this process. They need to know how to take those responsibilities. And when the system look at you, or the administration, or etc., you are the responsible. You choose what you want to choose. You're responsible for your classes. You're responsible to do whatever requirements you should do. And this is a big issue for them. And of course, I'm not saying as a general assumption, but I would like, because I don't like to talk generally, but this coming from collective society to individual society, of course, there is a clash which need to be dealt. And those clashes, one of the clashes that need to be dealt by, of course, getting counselor, providing tools, providing workshops, providing tutoring, providing programs that help them to adjust the new surrounding where they are, okay? But as I said, not all of them. I mean, I'm not talking generally all of the Bedouin and Arabs who are not adjusting the new surrounding. They are adjusting, and they are great doing.
Can you talk a little bit about some of those leaders you are seeing in the Bedouin community? Some of those young people, what are they doing? How are they showing their leadership in the Bedouin community?
I think, as I said before, if we provide the space, and this is our problem that we need to talk it freely, we need to provide the space for those leaders to lead the change that they want to lead. Probably the adults are still in the Bedouin society, somehow they don't give this little room for them to develop and to take or to give the leadership, okay, to the leaders. This is one of the issues.
So there are people there, we know there's leadership capacity there, and the adults aren't allowing the space right now.
Probably in many reasons. In many reasons, probably that the way the Bedouin society, how structured, the tribes, etc., how it's function, but it nowadays we want new seeds of change, and as I do believe, leadership it's not giver, it's taken. I think if I could consider myself as a leader, sorry for being, I'm taking the leadership. I'm not just waiting for someone to give it to me, but to get to this phase, you need a lot of courage, passion, determination, and belief, believer.
And what gave you that determination, passion, and belief?
Being caring about this society. I have the caring of the society. I am part of the society. I want really to give back the experience, that hard experience that I got.
What were some of those hard experiences that you had when you were younger?
As I said before, lack of those environment, lack of cultural exchange, lack of after-school program, lack of support, lack of those terms. It's those exactly things that I really want to give back again for those young teenagers. And I want to tell you, being with the others, it's a mirror to look to inside of myself. And we want to bring to this society a lot of different youth from all over the world to have this dialogue. Who you are, about you, the other, and who am I?
One of the things that you and I have spoken about, Jamal, is the lack of infrastructure resources. Now, we've talked about education. We've talked about after-school programs. We've talked about the lack of leadership opportunities for young people. I'd like to talk a bit about child welfare. You are interested in developing a child welfare system specifically for the Bedouin community. What's the current situation if there's identification of abuse or other problems in a family? How is that addressed now?
As far as I know, as a social worker, I'm not saying there are no solution how to solve the problems that probably we already knew, to send them up north or to send them to other Jewish systems or programs and child welfare here and there, but we need to look as a holistic way on the Bedouin society. We all know there are so many social problems within the Bedouin society. In a holistic way, we need to take care, we need to take the responsibility of how we could build this social welfare within the Bedouin society by inviting the whole people, the social workers, leaders from the community, outside the community, developing system that could be in a very holistic way to take care of the society. Not just to take the child away and leave it without, and took the parents away from the child, etc. We knew those solutions, but we need to look from above or on the balcony to look to those stories. And we need to understand, and we need to develop, and we need to be very sensitive how we could make things right, not to do the wrong things. And I think one of my goals, of course, not in a short term, but probably the long term, that I do believe to develop this program and to develop the child welfare where and youth protection within the Bedouin society, and also the Bedouin society take responsibility for this system that I'm trying to build it.
And is there a willingness to take that responsibility within the community?
I think we are ready to do. If I see so, I think I feel like I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do.
A New Dawn is a new program. You have started to build an infrastructure. You are working towards developing capacity. What do you need to grow as an organization?
We need the great people with the passion, with the caring, that we all have, changing the world for a better place to live. We need support from others to be with us. We need you to take part of our journey, to make the world better. We need you to cross your fingers to succeed in our challenges. We need you to think about us. We need you to ask us questions, and how could you contribute to us? This is what we all need.
Jamal, thank you very, very much for your passion, for your commitment, and for the incredible work you're doing for the young people in your community, and as an example for young people all over. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.